This is program number LW2201. Hi, this is Larry West. If you've got a minute, I'd like to tell you about a fellow named Ben. Ben is a fellow you might know. He's a fellow you might, in fact, even be. Ben went to Dr. Herbert Wagemaker one day and asked the doctor to give him a medical excuse so that he might drop out of school. You see, Ben was flunking all of his classes. Ben was 21 years old at the time, and he had been at the university for 3 years. During that time, he tried majoring in three different fields, but he constantly changed his mind as to what he wanted to do. Each time he would come up with a new major, he would start out with a lot of enthusiasm, you know? But then he would lose his steam. He joined various organizations and tried to find interest in them. At one time, Ben was even into drugs. You see, Ben was going from one thing to the next, trying to find some kind of direction, some kind of purpose, some kind of fulfillment. He was looking for a place to belong. You know, there are a lot of us around looking for such a place. That's because a lot of us share the same situation Ben had. Ben's dad was a highly successful businessman, and that was part of the problem. You see, Ben's dad seemed to be more interested in the things that occur outside the family. And he was gone for long periods of time. Ben's mom was just about like Ben's dad. Missing her husband because he was gone so much, she was able to compensate by volunteering to do a lot of worthy projects around town. That is, she was involved in a lot of social activities. Dr. Wagemaker, in his book entitled, Why Can't I Understand My Kids?, says that Ben related to him that the happy memories Ben had from his childhood were experiences he had had outside his family. That's because Ben really had no family to speak of. Dr. Wagemaker says that Ben today feels rejected, inferior, and unsure of himself. No wonder he was flunking out of school. No wonder he changed his majors, jumped in and out of clubs and activities like a rubber ball. He was looking for a place to belong. There are a lot of people like Ben. Like I say, maybe you know a Ben. Maybe you are a Ben. Maybe you have been a Ben in your life. I'd like to challenge you to think about something. There's something about us people, you know, that makes us want to be independent. I mean, we want to accomplish things ourselves. Ask any kid, for example, if he thinks he can run the fastest. Sure. We sort of grow up with that determination. And the only thing that changes is where we stand on this stage called life. What I mean is, we often find ourselves like Ben's dad. You see, on the outside, he seems to be a very strong person. After coming back from the war, he started a small machine shop. He worked hard and built it up into a big business. He's a self-made man, independent. Yet in the process, he neglected to build a son. And as a result, his son is now struggling to find a place to belong. Once upon a time, a little blonde-headed 5-year-old boy walked into his kindergarten class one wintry day, marched up to his youthful teacher, and proudly announced to her, "My dad and I are pals." Pals? What's a pal? Well, a pal is one who has been given a place to belong. And when a dad can give his son, or daughter for that matter, a place to belong, I guess you could say that they are pals. Hey, Dad, be a pal to your son, to your daughter. Give her a place to belong. You can't do that by accident. You've got to take time. You've got to pay attention. You've got to listen. You've got to talk, and then you've got to listen some more. You've got to reach out. You've got to reach out to touch. If you have a Ben that's still at home, I'd like to challenge you today to surrender your independence and give your child a place to belong. By the way, that little blonde-headed boy who told his teacher he and his dad were pals, his name is Mark. Mark West, my son. That day, he's the one who gave his dad a place to belong. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says, bring up a child in the way he should go. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71. 291.